Good morning, everyone. So we don't exactly know how it's going to work, but the iconic American automaker Chrysler isn't really so American anymore. Last week, it filed for bankruptcy and started an arrangement with the Italian automaker Fiat, which begins with about a 20% stake and could end up being full ownership by Fiat. What does this mean? Well, at the very least, it means that Chrysler workers join a very large club here in the United States working for foreign auto companies. And joining us to give us some insight into that experience and maybe some advice for Chrysler workers who are wondering what their future is James Harbor, who's an automotive industry analyst and retired Ford and Chrysler employee. He joins us from Troy, Michigan. James, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
And Tim Garrett is a retired vice president of administration at Honda. He joins us from Marysville, Ohio, where there is a big Honda plant. Tim Garrett, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
First of all, James, what advice do you have for Chrysler workers who are suddenly looking at their paychecks maybe coming from somewhere overseas?
Well, that's not a problem right now. The problem right now is they got the next 60 days to sit down and do nothing because everything was shut down here last week or effective this morning. And so they're all wondering what plants are going to stay, what jobs are going to stay, and what are they going to be doing in the future.
Tim Garrett, certainly if you're a worker for a company where you're not in a union shop and your bosses essentially are, you know, way across the ocean, you're used to having your fate be decided and sitting on your heels while things get decided. Is that a difficult situation to be in, or should American workers just kind of get used to this because it's a new reality?
Well, the reality in our case was the fact that even though we were part of the global Honda network, most of the operating decisions that we made here in Ohio were made locally. Most of the decision out of Japan dealt with, for instance, global production scheduling. So day-to-day operations, policies, procedures, and all those were effectively managed and controlled locally. Now, so it's far more local than what you may realize.
What were the criteria, though, in terms of the profitability of the company? Did you have to meet performance targets at Honda?
We were very much performance-driven. Most of that performance-driven was taken on what we call operational characteristics, which were day-to-day operational requirements, cost requirements, quality requirements, et cetera. Then all that fed up into an overall global performance expectations. But because of being global in nature, all the different regions had their unique situations, and they were managed on a regional basis. We did not manage Honda on a global basis, but managed it very much on a regional basis.
Okay,
we had six different regions.
James, how hard is that to maintain a local sense of autonomy when so much of your fate is being decided, in this case, in the courts before we even get to Fiat?
Well, the problem right now is, understand, there are two types of people that are in Chrysler Corporation. One, the hourly people, who are governed by contracts. And over the last number of years now, they've gone from Chrysler to Daimler-Benz, then to Cebras, now they're going to Fiat. So they're all concerned. It's a new management structure again. Then there's the other side, the salary side. And those people, particularly in the product engineering and manufacturing engineering, they've had a focus. First, it was a Chrysler focus. Then it became a Daimler-Benz focus. And now here we can come with a new focus, and it's a Fiat focus. So this is like starting up in the morning and starting from scratch.
Yeah.
Jim, just quickly, how much retraining do you think is going to have to go on in order to change this company and change the lines of machines that are coming out of it?
Well, first of all, that's very, very small. Understand that what Fiat is going to bring over here initially is a small car. By the way, that's no new technology. We have mid-sized cars and full-size cars and full-size trucks, that kind of technology. Fiat has none of that. So now here comes a small car, but it's still assembled in the same type of sequence. It goes into the body shop to be made. It goes into the paint shop, and it goes down an assembly line. That's very little training, retraining that are going to have to be done. The sequence of how it's done will be different.
So the challenges are really going to be maintaining confidence of the workers and signaling that they do have some control of their destiny. James Harbor and Tim Garrett, thanks so much for joining us. James Harbor was an automotive industry analyst and retired Ford and Chrysler employee, and Tim Garrett was a retired vice president of administration at Honda Corporation.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.